Welcome to the Small Batch Edition of Pop Culture Happy Hour, our roundtable discussion of what we are watching and reading and listening to. I'm Linda Holmes. I'm the host of NPR's pop culture and entertainment blog, Monkey See. You may have heard that Fox is bringing back the sci-fi cult classic, regular classic, The X-Files, for 6 new episodes that'll start production later this year. So we thought, who can we talk to about the return of The X-Files? And we thought, who better than Kumail Nanjiani? So welcome to the show, Kumail.
Thank you for having me.
Kumail Nanjiani, when you are not appearing on Small Batch editions of Pop Culture Happy Hour, what do you do?
I host a podcast about video games called The Indoor Kids with my wife, Emily Gordon. I host a podcast called The X-Files Files, which is about a show that ended 20 years ago. I host a comedy show for Comedy Central called The Meltdown with Jonah and Kumail. And I act on Silicon Valley, which returns to HBO on April 12th.
Holy moly. You are a very busy person.
I try to be.
You sound like a very busy person. So how long has this idea been credibly floating around to do more episodes?
I think, honestly, the first I started hearing about it was probably around August of last year. So like a while ago, I started hearing some rumblings that people were trying to sort of get things going. And then I sort of kept up with the news. And I know that there was a couple months ago, they were very, very close to being done, and they were going to make the announcement the next day, and then something happened. So I think those guys have always wanted to do it. What helps with this reboot is that, not reboot, but going back to the show, is that Duchovny and Gillian Anderson are both very successful actors.
Yeah.
So it's easy to sort of put them back on TV or put them back on TV in a context that we've already seen them.
Right.
So I think they've been trying to get it going for a while, but I think the last 6 or 7 months is when they've been sort of negotiating.
I mean, this is not the first time that they've brought this back since they stopped making the regular show, because they did a movie years after the regular show was over. In addition to the movie they did while it was still on, they did the movie that was like the X-Files Palooza or whatever, the one in 2008, right?
X-Files, I Want to Believe.
Yeah. Did you like that movie?
It's tough. It's a tough one.
it's tough as someone who loves the show?
Yes. It's tough as someone who loves the show.
Yeah.
And just likes good things. It's tough for someone who likes good things.
If the last time that they kind of came back and got the band back together, it was not successful, do you worry about the new ones and what direction they're likely to go?
Well, I will say part of the reason that the movie, I think, didn't work well is that the script wasn't really very fully done.
Right.
And part of that was that the writer's strike happened. So they turned in the script and then the writer's strike happened. So they kind of had to shoot the draft they had. And a lot of movies were greenlit at that point because they knew new movies weren't going to be coming in. So they knew they had some issues with the script, I think.
Yeah.
But they really couldn't rewrite them. So I think what the good thing about the new one is going to be is that a lot of the old writers are coming back. I think they just announced that Darren Morgan's coming back, who wrote Clyde Bruckman's Final Repose, the Peter Boyle episode, which is widely considered the best one.
Yeah.
The ones that don't consider that the best episode consider Jose Chung's From Outer Space the best one. Another episode he wrote, Glenn Morgan and James Wong are coming back, and they're the ones who really defined the voice of The X-Files over the first 3 seasons. They also wrote Home, which is a very scary, very good episode.
Oh, that episode is so creepy. I can't even think about that episode.
That's a great episode. It's also a good episode, not just because it's creepy. It's got this sort of reputation as being sort of gross, and it is, but thematically, it also really works. It's this idea of, you know, there's these weird nooks and crannies in the world and technology sort of taking them away, and a lot of the episodes are about those nooks and crannies pushing back against modernity. So
right.
I think Home is a really good episode because it really gets to some of the themes of The X-Files. Glenn Morgan, James Wong are coming back. So I think a lot of the old writers are coming back. And I've heard rumors that some pretty big name writers are coming back too. So
some pretty big name writers who might have worked on that show at some time.
Yes.
Yeah, I hear you. Out of these new episodes, like, where can they go at this point? Because so much of that show was about, you know, this kind of monumental mythology, obviously, but also about this kind of romantic Mulder and Scully arc, which I always thought was the least interesting part of the show personally. Do you think they're going to wind up back at like one monster at a time? Do you do a new little arc of mythology? Like, what are you hoping to see?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of different ways that they could go. They could take up the big alien mythology. They could do sort of six standalone episodes, or they could do sort of a monster of the week spread over six episodes. So
Right.
something like The Fall or something, you know, which is like sort of a mini series exploring one case. I personally would love to see them do that. I would love to see them sort of wipe the slate clean, start over, not ignore the stuff that's happened before it, but maybe just a line like, oh, yeah, it's great that we defeated the aliens back in 2012. Anyway, there's a werewolf or something.
Right. Werewolf would be good.
I think werewolf would be fun. Werewolves are hard to pull off because there's a lot of downtime between attacks. You kind of have to do a whole month of every werewolf movie as a montage of people just like having normal days until the moon is full
They're
again.
just having lunch. They're
Yeah,
just having
they're just
lunch,
having
and
lunch.
they're normal. They're going to Starbucks, and then at night, they're turning into werewolves. And that
But
is the exciting part of the day.
not even every night, one night a month.
Right.
It's not a lot of action.
It's true. It does make you a kind of a sporadic attacker of people if you can only do it
Yes.
once, one night. I mean, what if something happens at your house? You're busy. You got to stay home that night. You got to get the plumbing fixed. Then you're 2 months between attacks.
Yeah. You're like, listen, I just have too much going on right now. I can't werewolf out. So
So it's
I'll
gonna have to
see.
wait till August. I'll see you in a
Yeah.
can't werewolf out in July.
Yeah, it's just not a good movie. Although I do like the image of a werewolf having to do their taxes while it's a full moon, but taxes have to be done.
Terrible timing.
Terrible timing. You knew this was coming. You're a werewolf.
Should look at a calendar. Look
Exactly.
at a calendar, werewolf.
I've been talking to a lot of people on Twitter, and I think a lot of people honestly do want to revisit the alien mythology. I think, I've been rewatching the episodes recently. I've seen this series many times. This is, at the risk of sounding like a crazy person, this is the fourth time I'm rewatching The X-Files. So I think the alien mythology starts off really good. And then right around the movie, the first movie, is when it should have ended. There was sort of a natural ending point for it. But they didn't do that because the show was successful and people were into the alien mythology arc. And then from then on, it gets kind of really muddled. It's just going to take a lot of work to resolve basically 4 years of story in six episodes. So I could see them going back to that, but I think personally, I would rather have them, tackle something else because I think there are a lot of, X-Files, watching the show, I've realized how well it ages. It's going to be a little more difficult now with, everyone having cell phones and everyone having the internet because, I think that's been the hard thing about horror movies now is that you kind of have to take away everyone's cell phone in the first act.
That's true.
So I saw, what was the ghost movie where there's like a ghost in the house and they don't know what's going on? And there's a scene where they sit down and Google the address and they're like, oh, okay, it's a woman died here. This is the ghost. It's
Ghost
just,
must be Ghost House.
yeah, oh, we're in Ghost House. That sucks.
Here's the Ghost House subreddit where it explains everything that happens at Ghost House. Yeah. So, I mean, ultimately, as you look forward to this happening, do you feel optimistic? Do you feel trepidatious in case it's lets you down in some way?
I feel very optimistic. I'm honestly very, very excited to go back and see their new adventures. I think it's a good time for the X-Files to come back. And I think, it seems like they're getting a lot of the old writers back together. I've talked to some of them, and obviously, I don't know any of the specifics, but I'm excited. I just want to see those guys together again. Even in the episodes that aren't great, their chemistry is so good and they work so well together. I see them tweeting at each other
Right.
and my eyes well up.
Oh.
So just to see them back together is thrilling. And I'm very optimistic of it. Because the thing is with six episodes, you don't have the pressure of, if you're making a movie, you have to make millions of dollars for it to be successful. Six episodes, I think the stakes are lower financially. And also, it's enough time to tell a story, but not too much time. I think six-episode miniseries is exactly the right way for X-Files to come back.
Well, that's great. I'm glad to hear that you're optimistic, and I will try to be optimistic too, despite the cynicism that often settles in my bones.
Are you feeling a little
I'm
trepidatious?
nervous. I'm nervous about all comebacks. I'm nervous about all comebacks just because you don't want, it's always bad when people ruin things that you liked.
It's true, but I try and think of, you know, so when they were talking about Ghostbusters 3, now they're doing a reboot with Paul Feig, and I feel like people are a lot more excited about that. But even when they were doing Ghostbusters 3, I was like, well, if it's good, great. And if it's bad, it won't really affect my enjoyment of the first movies. Although Kingdom of the Crystal Skull did really test that attitude.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, we really appreciate you sitting down and chatting with us, and I'm sure that you will have a lot to say about The X-Files as it comes back. Full episodes of Pop Culture Happy Hour are available every Friday from iTunes or your favorite podcast provider or at npr.org. We appreciate your time.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Thank you.